And I finally convinced the parents and their also atheist daughter that their daughter became a religious because that's what she told me. You tell my parents, because I told her I was going to have dinner with the parents. They think you're crazy. Well, I'll tell them. The reason I became a religious was to live a life of expiation and reparation for my parents, that they will, well, first of all, recover their faith in God and become Catholic. And after 2 hours, I convinced the three of them. The daughter was not crazy. She's a religious because she wants you three to, first of all, recover your faith in God. And then, if God gives you the grace, to become not just Christians, but Catholics. And the father says, well, I don't like it, but I don't think it's crazy. In Judaism, there is no sacrifice, no priesthood. And therefore, there is no Judaism. There is only Pharisaism. And are they ever strict? And sisters in Israel, any Jew who would dare to become a Catholic in Israel is in much trouble. Are there any missionaries of charity in Israel?
Yes. Now it became Palestine, but it is Gaza. In Gaza is in Nablus and Gaza.
So you do have missionaries of charity, two communities in Israel.
Now it became Palestine, but it was Israel until just a little while ago.
Now, the community is still in operation?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, gosh.
You should go for it.
I love the Jewish people. They're very hard to convert. Secondly, Islam. And this is very important practically. In Islam, there are three things which they absolutely, absolutely deny. First, and most fundamentally, they deny the divinity of Jesus. In the Quran, I'm sure I've said this before, in the Quran, the Muslims are told Christians are idolaters. Do everything you can to convert them. If you want to convert them, enslave them. And if they are not obedient, kill them. Most of the martyrs of the Catholic Church have been martyred by the Muslims. Millions, millions. And maybe I told you this before. Islam wants the whole of India. Do you hear me? Gandhi would have gotten nowhere with all the Muslims. Nowhere. There would be no republic. You call the Republic of India? No Republic of India without the Muslims. Agreement between the Muslims and Gandhi. He'll help you be delivered, by the word, be delivered from the British Empire. Have you then allow us to have, well, certain parts of the whole, geographically, the subcontinent of India. And in what had been India before, what are the geographically the Muslim countries now? Pakistan and Bangladesh. Those two. And they want more. And they want more. And they want Calcutta. Every time you hear, what do you call those? Are those? Is that supposed to be music? What's that supposed to be? That noise. And sisters, the Indian government would not dare interfere with the Muslims. Would not dare. And how this needs to be said. By now, St. Thomas did come to India. By the way, that is good history. Okay? And over the years, I've told people that there was one theologian among the apostles. His name was Thomas. Thank the Lord, he converted. And he was the right man to come to India. Was India. Have I told you this? Because I teach cultural history. The Indian culture. I don't mean that everybody in India. Well, the Indian culture is the most intellectual in the world. It doesn't mean, it sure does not mean, that because the culture is intellectual, and therefore everybody in India knows and believes in the truth. The minds of the people of the subcontinent of India have been developed, the mind, the intellect, beyond that of any other culture that I've ever taught. And so India had to have, who else? It could not be, say, a businessman like Matthew. Remember? It had to be an intellectual like Thomas. And it is 11:30 to be completed. Then we meet for the last time, at least in God's providence, for class tomorrow morning. Am I correct? Shall we pray?